Chapter 4, Deceptions.
Eternal One watches everything we do, said Sherita to Eldar, after hearing of his miraculous escape from the mountain lions. And as much as I want to continue the journey with you, I cannot leave right now. She explained the situation to Eldar in her promise to stay and watch for the woman's daughter while she and her sons searched.
I see, but they've been gone all day. What if something happened to them, or they found her and decided to move elsewhere, perhaps a safer place?
Sherita never considered that. How long should she stay? A day? 2 days? What if a bear or mountain lion appears, hunting for food? There's nothing here to protect herself with.
If we left now, Eldar said, we could cover another few miles before dark, and I must find water. I'm almost out.
Water must be nearby, since the woman gets it daily.
True, Eldar said, and went searching. Sherita pulled out her parchment and read, Who may enter my holy dwelling? Those who keep promises and do not change their mind, even if it hurts them.
As she watched Eldar returning, her heart longed for his companionship. Surely Eternal One led him here, because perhaps the woman was indeed not returning. Who knows what might befall her if she stays behind? Those mountain lions could be close by.
Oh, Avi, I wish you were here, she said softly.
A dove cooed from above. She recalled Avi's words.
Remember, the truth never appears as deception, but deception always appears as truth. Stay alert.
She read more of the parchment.
Passage will be granted to his holy mountain, Mount Amarant, to those who complete their journey, having fully obeyed the precepts on this parchment.
I cannot leave, Eldar. I must stay true to the woman and keep watch until she returns, or Eternal One draws me away.
I understand. Perhaps we shall meet further on.
As Eldar took to the trail, Sherita buried her face in her hands and wept. Eldar slept fitfully that night. Every noise put him on edge and revived the fear he felt during his encounter with the lions.
Good morning, Seeker.
A tall, slender young man, dressed impressively in a silk shirt and leather vest, stood above Eldar, greeting him with piercing blue eyes and a friendly smile. Eldar stood up abruptly, feeling a bit self-conscious in his dirty, frayed clothing.
"Good morning, sir. Is there something I can help you with?" Eldar asked.
"Just a small request. Eternal One has commissioned me to repair the bridge ahead, which was severely damaged a few nights ago in the storm, and wonder if you might advise the Seekers coming this way so they can turn back until permission is given to cross."
"How long will the trail be closed?" Eldar asked, growing somewhat uncomfortable.
It could be months. Severe damage occurred.
The stranger sensed Eldar's hesitation.
I have even brought a gift from the commissioner in appreciation for your help.
The stranger then unsheathed the most beautiful sword Eldar had ever seen. It gleamed. The carved golden hilt was mesmerizing. It would ward off any enemy even before they attacked. A cold breeze immediately rushed forth, blowing open Eldar's jacket, exposing the parchment. The stranger's face grew pale when Eldar drew it out and read aloud.
Do not allow yourself to be sidetracked once you begin, even for a moment. It will lead to darkness.
No, I do not want your gift, Eldar boldly declared, and I do not believe Eternal One has sent you. I will never tell a Seeker to turn back from his journey. Begone!
The breeze emerged again, this time as a frigid, fierce, penetrating force. Directing itself at the frightened impostor, it lifted him, thrusting him out of sight. Eldar trembled in amazement at such power.